Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. The confused customer says no. Hey, lessons from the World Pork Expo from last week. I was walking through in Des Moines, and I couldn't help but wonder how a swine producer makes their decisions on all the product lines. And I felt the same way as I walked through Info Ag Conference last year in St. Louis. It was just aisle after aisle of booths, all with great products, all with great marketing material, and all with salespeople who were eager to explain their products. Yet I wondered, as a swine producer who was the end user in this particular show, how would they decide between one software platform to another, or one nutritional supplement to another? I decided to do somewhat of an experiment. Selecting the barn management software booths, I stopped at each to see what they had to offer. Now, the salesperson generally engaged in a discussion quickly. They were happy to see someone at the booth, and they began telling me all about his or her company, which is great. And after a minute or so, I would begin and ask, hey, I've been walking the show for a couple hours, and there seems to be half a dozen or more software platforms just like this one. Are they all kind of the same or doing the same thing, or is there some different categories? Now, most of the time, they would respond very quickly, and they say something like, let me show you what this program does. And from there, they would walk me through their demo screen or handout that they had on display. Again, that's okay. And I would say to them, hey, sounds good, but how does this stack up versus all the other software programs out there? I mean, why would I go with this program and not one of the others in here? Now, a few of the booths could give a complete explanation, and maybe I didn't look like the typical swine producer, so they didn't want to spend the time. However, most often the conversation would go back to their program. And the reason is really simple if you think about it. If you don't know about the other programs, you don't feel comfortable talking about them. You will eventually turn your selling conversations back to a subject you know, which is you and your products. Now, this does not help the confused customer. When they're trying to figure out how does your platform stack up against everybody else's in a busy environment like a World Pork or World Dairy Expo, they need help in deciding from a big picture standpoint, how do they make that decision? And it's no fault of their own. Maybe it's because there's so many different software products out there in this space. Maybe it would be exhausting to try to keep up with all of them. But that is really what your customers need. In a confusing marketplace, customers kind of just say no, or they back away from sales presentations. They may even act interested, which they probably are, but they somehow find a reason to delay. These are signs that your customer is confused. They aren't seeing exactly how you stand out from everybody else. This is especially true in software, because a lot of software only does one component. So in swine production, it may only do the production records and yield records, or it may only do the financial controls or the workflows, or in some cases they call them enterprise operations, and that meant different things at different booths. Well, customers are always looking for someone that can be trusted as an advisor on their software. Yes, you're going to try and sell them your software, hopefully and only if it's in their best interest. If not, the integrity that you show by being an advisor instead of a seller to them will come back to you when they are ready to buy your product and it's a fit. So let me ask you this way. Do you want to buy from the salesperson that does the best job of showing you how great their product is? Or the salesperson who has a broad industry knowledge of all the product lines and helps you understand how to be a better buyer of software? And I think we all know we want to go with that second type of salesperson. The one that says, hey, my product's not right for you, but here's how these all stack up. What are you particularly looking for? What are you trying to do? So here's some questions and thoughts that I threw together from this that you can put together as you're driving down the road here today. Number one, how do my products and services and software fit into the market? How do they plug into the operation? Who is the ideal candidate for them? Number three, how do my products help them more or less than the competition? It's not about bad mouthing your competition. You got to just tell them, here's what we're good at. Here's what maybe they're good at. You can say, here's some of their strengths or why people buy from them. You don't have to tell them that you're weak completely. You just have different strengths, weaknesses. So how do my products help them more or less than the competition? Don't let the customer figure this out on their own. If you know, share it in your discussions. The increased integrity will build trust. I had this very same thing happen with a plumber that I called out to my house. Instead of selling me $100 house visit, he told me exactly how to fix the problem that I had in my house. Who do you think I'm going to call the next time when I need to have a plumbing issue? Of course I'm going to call him. Number four, what are the major categories of vendors in my product line? Who else fits the bill in here? In our software example, it might be production records, it might be financial record software, it might be workflow management software, or it could be those total enterprise softwares that mean something different to each company that launched them. Number five, after you explain those primary categories, break down the key players and why people buy from them. Again, this may seem counterproductive to tell customers why so many people buy from your competition. However, they know who the competition is. They're at the same trade show as you. They're doing the same social media things that you're doing. They know who they are, and they're going to find them. Give you an example. If you sell CRM software, such as Salesforce, and you avoid comparing your product to Salesforce, or you don't even bring up the word Salesforce, so somebody says, hey, tell me all about this CRM, and that doesn't come up, you really showed your customer that you're either not informed or you're overly biased a little bit by your product, or you're trying to slip one past them and not let them figure out about Salesforce. Well, the first Google search on CRM is going to light up the screen with Salesforce hits. And I would much rather have the conversation right then and there with them on how my CRM stacks up, as opposed to having them find out later and possibly lose trust with you. And number six, when you're getting to this, remember what's going on in the environment, specifically at trade shows. You need to talk about the big picture and then get down into the weeds. So often, sales presentations and salespeople love to dig into the weeds. We love the detail. We love to show all the features of our software, the tabs, the search options, the integrated data, the customer or the customized to our farming type programs that we have. That's down in the weeds. At a trade show with 10 other similar vendors, your customers are at the 30,000 foot level. They got a bucket full of free goods or bags full of free goods and yardsticks. You got to capture their interest by being an advisor more than a vendor. Then you get the appointment to drop down into the weeds with your features. Well, hey, best of luck at your next trade show. It's great that they're up and running, full staffed at the booths, and solid attendance. I was there the first day, and it wasn't packed attendance, but it was solid attendance. And always remember the tremendous cost it took to get you to the trade show. Make the best of it while you're there. And as always, I practice what I preach. When sales leaders are looking for a sales training program, coaching for their team, or a speaker for their meeting, I don't shy away from how I fit into their plans versus other major training companies and speakers who do what I do. If the subject doesn't come up, I'll often even bring it up. I want to know who they're considering. I want to have that discussion with them versus letting them discover it on their own. So if you would like to discuss a training, coaching, or speaking opportunity, please reach out.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.